You're listening to SBS News.
Investigators are this morning probing the tragedy at Hillcrest Primary School in Devonport, which resulted in the deaths of five children from grade six. Another four children have been critically injured and a fifth is in a serious condition in hospital. Tasmania's Chief Commissioner of Police, Darren Hine, says the community is broken-hearted.
On a day when these children were meant to be celebrating their last day of primary school, instead we're all mourning their loss. Our hearts are breaking for the families and the loved ones, schoolmates, teachers of these young people who were taken too soon.
The tragedy happened when the inflatable castle they were playing in was blown 10 metres into the air by a gust of wind and they fell to the ground. State Premier Peter Gutwin says the government is offering its full support to families as well as the school and local community.
We stand ready to provide whatever support we can to the families directly impacted, the students, staff and the broader community, and importantly also to our emergency services and our first responders, who I know have also been affected very deeply.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison also expressed his shock and sadness at the tragedy.
Unthinkably heartbreaking, and young children on a fun day out together with their families, and it turns to such horrific tragedy. At this time of year, it just breaks your heart.
Local residents George Poulos and Tina Snell told Channel 9 their community will take a long time to recover.
It's a little town that's pushing up towards the city.
Something is terrible to happen.
Everyone knows everyone now, I suppose.
You know someone that knows a parent or something, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just horrific. My heart just goes out to everyone involved.
Commissioner Darren Hine said an investigation will take some time as many witnesses needed to be interviewed.
An investigation is underway. The coroner has visited the scene already. We'll be supplying a report to the coroner in conjunction with WorkSafe Tasmania.
Police have yet to reveal many details about how the incident unfolded. Alan Lee, SBS News.